When the Indianapolis 500 is run this Sunday, there will be four women among the 33 drivers, and that's a record. Danica Patrick and Sarah Fisher of the U.S. will be in the field, along with Simona Di Silvestro of Switzerland and Ana Beatriz of Brazil. Well, no one knows more about how the sport has changed for women than Janet Guthrie. She was the first woman to race at Indy back in 1977. And Janet Guthrie joins us now from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Janet, welcome to the program.
Melissa, good to be here.
Let's talk about your history with racing. You broke the men-only barrier more than 30 years ago. How does it feel knowing that there are going to be four women racing at Indy on Sunday?
Well, I'm really delighted. I said at the time that I would be happy when all the fuss died down and I was regarded as just another driver. And that seems to have happened. When I was driving here, had I looked out the garage door, there would have been a 10-deep layer of cameramen and photographers and reporters. And this is just sort of like a normal carburation day here.
Along with all of the publicity that you're talking about, what was the attitude towards you as a woman driver back in the late 70s from other racers, say?
Well, by the time I made the field here at Indianapolis, I had been running in IndyCar races for the better part of a year. And among the drivers, the attitude had changed completely.
So you didn't get a hard time?
Not by 77, I didn't, no. In 76 was a different question.
Ah, tell us about that.
Well, in 76, the oval track drivers had never had the experience of running against a woman, and they were sure they weren't going to like it, and they were not shy about making those opinions known. The general idea was women don't have the strength, the endurance, the emotional stability. Women are going to endanger our lives. And you could read that in the newspapers most every day. So it was a great relief to see that change completely.
How did you confront those opinions you were hearing from men about how women were not suited to racing? How did you handle that?
The only way to deal with that was on the racetrack. There was no other way to do it. The guys just had to get the experience of driving against me, and then, as I say, things changed. You could call it a cognitive dissonance. If the guys were saying, this driver is a female and therefore she's no good, and then the no-good driver blows your doors off, you have to change your position a little.
I guess so. I guess that would show you right there. When you think back to 1977, when you broke the gender barrier, would you have thought back then that there would be a time, of course it has taken 30 years, that there would be four women in the field of 33 racing at Indianapolis?
Oh, I thought it might take two generations, but it's really only taken a generation and a half. So in a way, I am surprised, yes.
Well, Janet Guthrie, you are standing in the garage, I gather, of one of the racers. This is the Swiss racer, Simona Di Silvestro. I wonder if you would mind passing the phone to her?
I'd be delighted, and thank you so much, Melissa.
Great. Thanks for talking to us.
Hello?
Hi, is that Simona?
Yes, that's me.
Well, tell me how you feel going into the race on Sunday.
You know, it's just an unbelievable feeling, you don't know, to have qualified for the field here at Indy. And, you know, I don't know, it's just like a crazy place. You know, the 500 is something really special. I think every driver kind of dreams about it. And to be part of the 33 drivers, to be part here in the 2010 edition is something really special.
Do you think attitudes have really changed about women racers since Janet Guthrie was racing back in the 70s?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've heard that before Janet, like a woman couldn't go into the pit lane, and now I think it has changed. You know, a lot of people are actually really accepting us, and I think if a woman, you know, can have good results and win races, I think we're going to be accepted out here. And, you know, I think a lot of fans are appreciating that this year is for a woman who qualified in the 500.
Well, Simona Di Silvestro, good luck on Sunday.
Thank you so much.
That's Simona Di Silvestro of Switzerland. She'll make her debut in the Indy 500 on Sunday. I also spoke with Janet Guthrie, the first woman to race at Indy in 1977.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.